The European Union is proposing an overhaul of its asylum system as the handling of the largest wave of asylum seekers seen since the Second World War continues to engulf the bloc's diplomatic machine. Under existing EU rules, migrants are allowed to claim asylum in the country where they first arrive, and that puts unfair pressure on those frontline countries like Greece and Italy. Overnight, the European Commission presented two options to update the existing so-called Dublin rules. One would see more relocations of new arrivals to other countries. Another proposes a permanent relocation mechanism. Dr. Nanda Sagona is a senior lecturer at the University of Birmingham and a specialist on refugee and migration crisis and research associate at the Refugee Studies Centre at the University of Oxford. Nanda Sagona, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
So the big pressure under the system as it currently works is on Greece and Italy, the countries of first arrival. What would these EU proposals do to change that, to alleviate that pressure?
At the moment it's unclear, in the sense that the two proposals that were put on the table last night are not particularly new. We were expecting a revamp of the Dublin regulations, but mainly because of the opposition of the UK, we see Dublin back on the table as it was, so with basically no major changes. We're going to see what Avramopoulos, the commissioner, said today. Basically, was admitting a sense of frustration from the point of view of the commission of managing to put all the member states in agreement about how to proceed. There is still clearly a lack of solidarity that we have seen in the last 12-18 months around this crisis.
Point, isn't it? I mean, this is seen as the new plan, but it's the old ideas that haven't been implemented. That's the problem. It's all about trying to share the load of asylum seekers and basically share people out amongst the different EU countries, either on a temporary basis or for permanent resettlement, which has already been the plan, except countries didn't front up. Isn't that the problem?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in the so-called relocation plan for asylum seekers, it was launched now, I mean, over 6 months ago. And after a lot of negotiation, there was a commitment for about 160,000 places being made available.
Yes.
But in 6 months, we had only about 1,000 relocation.
Yeah, so a complete failure.
It doesn't work for a number of reasons. I've done research as part of an ongoing project I'm doing, funded by the UK Council, about why this is not working. In part, it's due to the fact that the country of the host countries, they've set up very high standards for the relocation. So they do almost like job interviews with potential asylum seekers to be located in their country.
Is this for security issues? Is this to try and weed out jihadists, or is this for something else?
There is part of this, but it's also about the fact that everyone seems to want Syrian families. And if you look at the profile of the people that are arriving through the different routes, you know, families are no longer arriving in large number. I mean, it's mostly a flow made in Italy by single young men. In some cases, it's a form of informal family reunification. And on the other side, in Greece, I mean, we have seen a very rapidly changing flow in the last few months. I mean, at the moment, the number of minors is very high, close to over 30%, if I remember well. And also the number of women is quite high, but not the family. So there is actually hard for the EU policymakers to catch up also to a very fluid migration flow.
Well, also, I mean, this has been tried, and because not everyone opted in, it can't work. Britain pulled out and was allowed to pull out. These ideas that have been put on the table now for either sort of a temporary sharing out or providing of, you know, people according to quotas to different countries, or permanent resettlement, which is Germany's proposal, the Czech Republic has said no immediately. And it only works if it's one in, all in, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. I mean, the initial version of this plan was that to make it compulsory for everyone.
Yes.
So it was the idea of doing an automatic relocation mechanism. Then they realized that they were never going to find the agreement. And to an extent, they can force a majority vote, but Italy, the UK and Ireland have an opt-out option, so they will not join anyway, or they can decide to opt-in, but otherwise they are by default. The problem with the Central Eastern European member state is, you know, even if the Czech Republic join it, they're going to relocate a very tiny number of people. you know, the bulk of the number is all around the core member state of Germany, the France, Spain, the Netherlands.
Yes, the bigger countries. Nando, it's just, we're almost out of time, and I think this is an important point, because the European Commission has also said that the EU needs a long-term resettlement scheme to bring people into Europe directly from crisis zones, so directly from those large camps in Jordan or Turkey or Iran. Is this really what the world needs to be grappling in, going in and getting the people so that people don't resort to this unruly process we've seen in Europe, where all sorts of people can get mixed up in that?
I think that is part of the problem, in the sense that, obviously, creating safe passage and humanitarian corridor is really important. It doesn't really avoid the fact that there may be still people trying to make the journeys. I mean, in a sense, obviously, if you look at the number of people that manage to be relocated directly from the region of conflict, is always a tiny number. Partly that is on the agenda now is also to justify the EU-Turkey deal. So the idea that, we'll get the people directly from the Turkish camps so that we are not incentivizing the regular crossing. So it has got also sort of another side in terms of the agenda.
All right. Look, Nando, it's been great to talk to you. I think part of the problem remains that Europe's taken so long to come up with a plan, and it's all things the horse has bolted to some degree. But thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Bye.
Dr. Nando Sagona, Senior Lecturer at the University of Birmingham and a specialist on refugee and migration crisis. He's also Associate Research Associate at the Refugee Studies Centre at Oxford University.